So Sherry's in the studio, but what are you doing?
I'm getting my chair.
Go get it.
You ready?
Yeah, we're going. We're rolling.
We're live.
We are live now. Let's do this. A little lackluster on that.
My back's hurting.
Your back is hurting. Okay, for carrying the load for the family.
That's it.
That's what that's all about, isn't it? That's what I am guessing. All right, it is time now to kick things off. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. Show number, are you ready?
3,069.
You're just a tad off. Just a bit outside. Okay. We have got a fun show today. We have got Dear Dumbs, our brand
Dear
new segment,
Dumbs.
A weekly segment.
This is exciting.
I think it's cool. We've been getting a lot of really good email from you people.
Yeah.
And you're following the Dear Dumbs thing. And we have an announcement, I believe, coming up very soon about Dear Dumbs, about how it might even be an article in a newspaper.
That's right.
Or an online, what are they called? I have no idea. Anyway.
We should send out thank you prizes to people that send in questions.
That's not a bad idea.
And you know what the prize could be?
I have no idea.
Dum Dum.
Oh, we'll send you a Dum Dum.
Yeah.
That's not. Plus, they're easy to buy. They're like half a cent each.
Right.
We get, yeah, that's good. We get through a whole year for $5.
Right. I like that.
That's, man, you are really, you know what you're doing there, lady. All right, besides Dear Dumbs today, we also have, Sherry made me look stupid.
What?
I need to bring it up on the Lex and Terry show. We'll get into it here
All
in a
right.
little bit.
Okay.
And we also have another controversy that we have to cover. So two controversies on today's show.
So
I think people like it when we fight.
Yeah, probably.
I think they do. But our fights aren't very fighty. They last about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah, and then.
And then I end up.
And then we move on.
Then I end up saying I'm sorry, even when I'm not, and life is over.
No.
That's true. I say I'm sorry a lot.
You shouldn't.
If there was an I'm sorry champion in our relationship, I get the gold medal.
You shouldn't.
I know. I shouldn't.
Well, then stop.
You should say you're sorry from time to time.
You're sorry.
Thank you. And backed by popular demand today, have a nice day.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. But now we got a lot to catch up on, Sharon's.
Yes.
A lot. I wrote a couple things. Well, I guess it's kind of a lot. First of all, Patreon.
Yeah.
What's that on the bed there, Cher?
An exercise band?
No, besides all that. Envelopes, and what's that over there?
Pillows.
That's not the... You are the shittiest co-host ever. You really are. You make me work harder than anybody I've ever worked with. Just so you know.
Really? Do you really want to think of that statement for me?
Well, right now, I know anybody on the Lex and Cherry show would have said,
Looks like a bunch of beanies over there, Ter.
Oh, God. Original 17, it's on the way. Want to thank our friends over at Patriot Graphics in Pensacola area who's really helped me out with these. Very professional work.
Yeah.
The cool
they
thing
look
is
good. They look good.
They look really good. They're sewn in, but the problem is when you sewn them in and you put the beanie on, the logo stretched.
Oh.
So what he did was he got these and they hand sewed each these little thing in.
These are artisan beanies, yo.
They are, and they're one of a kind. They will not be sold anywhere.
That's right. They will not be replicated.
No.
So if you lose or destroy yours, that's it. No replacement.
Exactly. Yeah. We can't say, oh, we'll send you another one.
Yep. That's it.
We didn't order a lot because we don't have a big budget.
Treasure
yet.
It.
So speaking of budgets, thanks to everybody on Patreon for helping out. This is week number 3, though. We haven't had any new Patreon members.
Uh-oh.
Starting
you're
to worry.
It's you.
I think I am. I don't like doing the ask.
I know.
I don't like doing the ask, and it's weird because my father was a salesman.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't like.
I don't like that either.
I don't like
self-promotion.
The reason why we chose Patreon is because there's more interaction on the Patreon page. We can interact with people. You have a direct access to us. I look at the thing at least a couple times a week.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool thing. I really enjoy it. There's a new thing that they're having on over there that I'm not really happy with, just because I can't get anybody to help me.
Oh.
There's a new thing where you can create a tier and you can add like a t-shirt or a coffee cup or things like that to the tier. And then when people donate for a maximum of a minimum of 3 months, mm-hmm. then they actually send you the mug. You don't have to do anything. They do the whole, or the t-shirt or a hoodie or whatever it is you want.
New car.
Besides, it'd be a lot more than 3 months for that. But I'm working on that right now. But the reason why we chose Patreon is because I don't want to be beholden to advertisers. That takes a lot of extra work.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm talking to people I don't care about, at least here on Patreon. I'm talking to people I care about.
Yeah.
So, but if we have to go that route, we will. Because we have streaming shows that we have planned coming up. We've got the new podcast machine that I'm learning how to work out, and it's going to be awesome. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And so there's that. There's an update there. Thank you to all you Patreons.
Yes,
though.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate you. It really, because of you, we are...
complete.
We are paying for how much it costs to do a show.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we wanted.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure. Yeah.
But it would be nice. I mean, my goal is to stream this show, because people are really liking it, to stream this show 2-3 times a week in the afternoons.
That's a lot.
I know you don't want to do it, but I think you will have fun, and streaming will be on camera. We'll do it. We'll turn it into a whole real thing, mm-hmm. and maybe it will be a second job for us.
All right.
You know, how would you like to be in charge of your own second job instead of somebody else telling you what to do?
Well, we're in charge now.
Yeah, but we're not making money. I mean, it's not a job if you're not being compensated.
Yeah.
So anyway, we do have an update. We think the Heads, our neighbors across the street, are moving.
Yeah.
We saw a bunch of moving crates in there.
We think that's what they are. They're these bins, weird plastic bins.
They're plastic bins, but it looks like they're, you know.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. And it's not a bad way to move, by putting things in plastic bins.
They're not real big.
If they're moving, but if they're manageable, you're not carrying, you know.
Yeah.
If they're not real big, if they're moving, I want to steal their idea for when we move.
I wonder if those are rented bins.
I imagine they are. They don't stay. Those are real plastic kind of moving things.
Yeah, with a top on them and everything. They're weird.
Must be a moving company that brings them by. Then they end up taking the big stuff and then all that. I'm thinking okay. That's what it is. Label your own.
Yep.
Anyway, we think they're moving. We're going to miss our neighbors across the hall if that's the truth.
Hours of
not the hall, across the street. They have.
Yeah.
We sat and had dinner last night and we watched them and we wondered if they... because we looked right out the window. We sat at a table next to each other, side by side, not across from each other, and just stared at their TV.
Because it's huge.
It's giant.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think we will miss them.
Yeah.
How are the birds doing out there?
They're coming right along.
I have not seen any baby birds, but you have.
Yeah, there's three in there. They're not going to be babies much longer.
So what do they do? How do you see them? What do they?
In a couple of days. I'm sure they're much bigger now.
But when you look,
their little mouths go like, that's all you see, these little mouths.
Nice impression. Now, when I talked about sitting there watching this, because we had date night, thanks to Sasan.
That's right.
And his idea.
And I think I hit it out of the park.
You did. Tell everybody what you did.
So I decided to go with a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme was Italian.
All right.
So we picked up Italian food, some eggplant parmigiana for me, mm-hmm. chicken parmigiana for you,
mm-hmm.
and we had a nice red wine to go with it.
A great salad?
Yeah, Caesar salad.
They do a good dressing over there.
And then the movie, Ferrari versus Ford. Ford versus Ferrari, whatever.
Which, by the way, was a great movie.
It was.
I really enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot.
I now have a man crush on Matt Damon. I've always liked Matt
Damon.
Yeah,
he's great.
But this one put me over the top.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a movie in a long time.
He didn't look a lot like Carroll Shelby, but...
I don't even know what they look like, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. So as a car person, what did you enjoy out of that?
I loved watching seeing all the old cars. There weren't a lot of American muscle cars. I mean, there was a lot of Corvettes, first and second generation Corvettes that I enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
But, and there, so it was a lot of Euro you know, a lot of Ferraris, yeah. Obviously, Porsches. The fun, it was fun seeing some of those Porsches. Remember Sesame
Oh, absolutely,
Beansters?
The bathtub. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. We love those cars.
Yeah, and I really liked their wagon. They had a Woody wagon.
That was the, what's his name, the guy who died.
Yeah.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler. That show's
Everybody
been out
knows.
For a long
well,
time.
I mean, if you know that story, you know that.
Ken
that.
Something or other.
Yeah, he was a big deal driver for.
It was really well. Yeah, the whole movie was well acted.
Yeah,
it was shot great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the whole movie.
Yeah.
So, and I know that our friends from over at WeBingeTV.com had suggested that a long time ago.
Sure, it's an older movie.
Finally got to it.
I know, that's...
They were
what's
right.
What's next?
They were right. They
what's
nailed.
Next? I don't know, Rocky?
Jaws. For us. We don't see a lot of movies.
No, we don't.
We did finish watching... Last night we watched the last two episodes of Space Force, which is ridiculous and goofy. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm now really starting to like it.
Really?
It took a few episodes to really go,
Yeah.
But I'm now actually really getting invested in some of the characters.
The closing scene was a little silly, but...
The whole show's silly.
Yeah.
The whole show's silly, but
silly.
I'm really loving the ass-kissy PR guy.
Yeah.
I'm loving that guy. There's another show we watch which made me laugh. We lay in bed, and our theory, not theory, but our angle is usually at night, the TV's on, we go to bed. You like to put on some mindless nonsense.
Yes.
And it's usually the cooking channel or mostly HGTV.
Yes.
And we watched the dumbest show on there the other day. That one where the people are millionaires.
Oh, God.
Because they won the lottery.
Show. Yes. Millionaire Dream Home or something.
And first of all, we have so many friends who are gay. So many. And I don't want to be those people. Oh, we have gay friends.
Yeah, so we're...
But we have a lot. For some reason, we have a lot of gay friends in our life, which is fine with me.
I love each and every one of them.
But this is, and all of them are lovable, and so you know the thing has nothing to do with the sexual thing.
No.
But this guy on that show is probably the only unlikable gay guy in the world
that I've ever seen. Yeah.
He's
so
horrible.
God, he's so self-centered.
And the show, I brought it up because it pisses Sherry off so much. And I have to tell everybody a story. Listen up, people. Okay, here's what happens. Here's what happened. We're laying in bed. You stay out of this.
Oh,
I'm talking.
God.
I'm talking to my friends. Okay? Okay, you can chime in. Don't give me the look. But I'm talking to these people right now.
Okay.
The ones that are, you know.
Just do it. Go
okay.
on.
So we're laying there watching this thing. And the theory behind the show is they win the lottery. And then they go hire this guy to find him a home.
Right.
Okay. That's very simple thing. A great idea for a show. I'm cool
sure.
with that.
All right.
But it disappoints my wife, Sherry.
Every time.
Because you go ahead and tell him why.
It drives me crazy. Okay. So somebody wins a couple million dollars. And they start the show. Oh, that's great. So you won the lottery, huh? Yeah. Well, how much did you win? We won $2.5 million. So what's your budget for the house?
$100,000.
So
you want to see them.
I
want to
live vicariously.
You want to see them blow the entire wad on a house.
I want to see a bawling house. I don't want to see some goddamn, you know. I don't know.
None of them are balling houses. None of them are.
None of them.
And they don't. None of the winners are. I've never seen somebody go, I won $72 million. There's never that.
I mean, the most has been like.
The last one last night, or the last one we watched, maybe bring this up, the person won $3
million. Was it $3
million? And they ended up buying a house that was about $500,000.
$500,000, which is still. Around here, that doesn't buy you anything.
No, it doesn't. It gets you a trailer.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Now, time to argue a little.
Okay. Oh, yay.
You made me look stupid.
I didn't mean to.
I know you didn't mean to. Here's my problem. You're smart. And you're well-read. And you can have a conversation with everybody about anything. Anybody about anything. I've seen you do it. People have commented about it. Our friend Brian is like, she drives me crazy. A nuclear physicist could be at the dinner table and you could actually have a conversation with him as well as a dumbass DJ like me. you know, you could have a conversation. You know something about everything. You could hold a conversation with everything, with anybody. Now, we were bringing up a subject on the Lex and Terry show about birds, and I said, you know, birds don't have sphincters.
Yeah.
They do. Some of them do.
Okay.
Some birds have sphincters.
I bet most of them don't, though.
I don't know.
Who?
I don't trust you.
How did you? What happened?
Sarah corrected me.
She looked it up or something? Oh.
Sarah is has worked at veterinarians.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She's has birds herself.
That's right.
They have sphincters.
Not all of them, though.
Okay. Well.
I'm looking at after I get up from here, I'm going to go look it up.
I know you will.
I'm going to find out what the percentage is. If it's more than 50%, if it's 51% or more, then that statement is correct. Most birds.
You said
that's true. We did say all.
You said birds don't have sphincters.
That's true, which means all.
And I repeated it like I was the smartest motherfucker in the world, and look what happened to me.
I apologize.
Shame on me. Oh, look at that. You said you're sorry. To go back to the start of the show. You never say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And now you have it on tape, so you can listen to it anytime you want.
I am going to play this on my phone. Anytime you do something that I think you should apologize for, I'm just going to go, don't worry, I got this. And I'm going to play it loud where you say you're sorry.
I'm very obsessed with this sphincter thing now. I'm going to look it up. Okay. I'm really confused.
I kind of Googled it myself.
You did?
And I really didn't. I didn't know how to spell sphincter.
S-P-H-I-N-C-T-E-R,
yeah,
I believe.
Anyway. All right. Another thing that happened at the house, and maybe some of our gang of two listeners could help us out with this, is we bought these mints the other day. And they're my favorite mints by far. They're they're chocolate mints.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, I took a picture of it because I wanted to remember the name of them.
We don't get them at that chef shop, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, those are so good.
I'm going to put it on the... We have another...
Snooty James?
Snooty James, which is not just my page. The Snooty James Instagram page, which is Snooty _ James, J-A-Y-M-E-S. Please go by there and like it, Snooty James. What we put on there, we get asked all the time about things. Like I love the ice cube maker that I have that makes the clear ice for your drinks.
Yeah.
These are not paid sponsorships. These are just things that we like. Our brand new barbecue's on there.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's on there. It looks really good. And I'm going to put these mints on there. And a lot of people have asked for things that you have, like makeup and some of the stuff you use. So if you ever think of it, we'll take some pictures. We'll put that on there too, some of the things you suggest.
Alrighty.
These mints are called Summer Down Mint, Single Estate Pure English Mint.
Yeah, that's snooty. Single Estate.
That's what's so awesome. It's Snooty James. And it only has a few of them in there. And it says here, chocolate peppermint creams with pure English black Mitchum peppermint. Now, these are great. These are fantastic.
So good. If you like a...
Junior Mint. They're like a bigger Junior Mint.
Yeah, I would say more Junior Mint.
Best Junior Mint you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, the chocolate is dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So we bought some, and we picked some out of the store. And I didn't know that I am prone to do such a thing, because when we bought them, you said when we're walking out to the car, do I get any of these this time?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I felt really bad.
I felt bad. I'm sorry.
So we put them in the fridge because I like them cold.
Yeah.
And... We opened them up after dinner one night. We chat. You had one, and I think I had two. And then I had another one later on the next night, and then another one the following night. But you weren't going in. You weren't dipping in.
I don't like to eat sweets that much.
But I said, you know, can I have these? And then you kind of gave me like a sad thing. It's like, you got to eat these. This is the problem. There has to be a time limit.
Okay.
To where... okay, these are ours, and then at some point they become whoever. They become a free-for-all.
Oh, so should we come up with that
now? I think we need to come up with a time, because there's plenty of things that I've had in the refrigerator that I've noticed that you've dipped into and eaten. What are you laughing at?
Put your name on it. Well, like roommates.
Oh, I am all for respecting your food that you have. Like, I've even talked about it on the Lex and Terry show. I love it when you get a sandwich to go somewhere and you cut it in half and then you put the other half in the fridge or whatever.
Yeah.
And I love seeing your half of a sandwich in the refrigerator. Something. It's even more fun when there's a bite taken out of it. It's so sweet to me. I love it. But we need to know at some point, because I really wanted to eat them. I really wanted them.
It was
It was all I could do to not eat all of these.
How many are in a box? My God.
There's like 10.
Yeah.
There wasn't
you
much at
be
all.
Eating 10 in one sitting.
I wasn't, but I could easily eat 10 in one sitting.
You should learn.
You're right. I should not. But when, at what point would we buy something as a squad, as a Terry Sherry squad? Because you almost ate all of my cake last night.
I did not.
Yeah.
Your cake. You said it's ours. I remember yesterday.
I said I could share with you. Yes, you're right. Anyway, so at what point after they've been shared, how long can they last? What
24 hours. 24
oh, really?
Hours.
I was going to suggest more, but yeah. Okay, 24 hours it is. That's even more fun for me. Thank you. You heard it here, everybody. Two things we have. We have I'm sorry, and we have the 24-hour I could dip into whatever food it is rule.
All right. It's Terry's day. It's Terry's.
Okay. That is really, really good. All right. It is time now for Dear Dumbs. This is where we take a weekly email from any of you guys. If you have a real problem, we would like to try to solve it for you as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
We've
had
some really good questions lately.
Yeah.
All we've asked you to do is title it Dear Dumbs. You can email it to us at terryjames.com, or you can go to the Gang of Two Facebook page, and you can leave a message there for Dear Dumbs.
You need some dumb music.
You know what? I will have dumb music by the next time.
Uh-huh.
Like, something like that.
Like Larry David.
Yeah. There's got to be some
thing or something.
I don't know if we could get in trouble for using that.
Probably.
But we do need some dumb music.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Anyway, here it is. Dear Dumbs. This comes from Charlotte in Charlotte. It says, I live just outside Charlotte. I just like saying Charlotte from Charlotte.
I love it. That's funny.
Nice job, Charlotte from Charlotte. Dear Dumbs. My daughter and her husband separated a few months ago. They've been married 7 years. Following along so far?
Yes.
Okay. Quiz, how long have they been married?
7 years.
How long have they been separated?
Few months.
Okay. She has recently been helping a friend of hers and the families. So I guess it's a family friend and it's also her friend.
Wait, who's been helping who?
She has recently been helping a friend of hers and the families.
Okay.
Fix up his old car. It's a Dodge something or other, Sherry.
What?
She doesn't know what type of Dodge.
Oh my God, how cool.
It's a Dodge something or other,
Sherry.
Oh my God.
Oh, I need to know more of this.
And it says, it's clear that this has become way more than a friendship.
Oh.
She could care less about cars.
Oh.
I want to tell her I think she's making a big mistake getting into something this soon. And am I way out of touch, or is this normal behavior to get involved?
Well.
Charlotte from Charlotte?
I think I got into cars for the guys initially.
Mm-hmm.
I did the math. I'm like, man, the ratio of women to men in this here hobby.
And for a slut like you, that was just a
sausage. Smart move. It was a smart move.
That was a sausage fest.
Just saying.
Yeah, good move. You love a good sausage fest. So, it's been 3 months separated.
Yeah, I'm sure the marriage is over probably even before.
Yeah, the
that.
Divorce obviously sounds inevitable.
Right.
So at a separation thing, if they're separated, my first response, and and I could be wrong, this is just for me, I would play it out. I would go to therapy. I don't know if they're doing that. I would go to couples therapy. I would do all that kind of stuff just to say, okay, I gave it my shot. I did everything I could. If it was my fault and my problems, I would like a chance to rectify it.
Yeah.
You know, I would really like a chance to be the man that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask for that, first of all. If it doesn't look like it's going to work, then I don't have a problem with 3 months somebody dating somebody. I think it's a little weird that it's a family friend.
I think it's a little weird that her mom is so invested in her.
And that's what her, that, you know, basically, you know what? That was her question.
Yeah.
Her question was, is she overreacting or is this something she should be concerned about?
I think she should let her go and, you know, if it gets serious, like if she wants to get married in a month or something, then I might, if it were me, I would step in and say, listen, this, you might be on the rebound. Why don't you just slow it down? And
oh, yeah. If it goes any further, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. Charlotte from Charlotte. Don't be such a bitch.
That is not what we were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't be such a nosy bitch.
That's it. No, meddler. Meddling? Maybe
don't,
she's, is she meddling?
Meddle. I think that she's concerned that she might be. And yeah. I love the fact that she is concerned. Because
yeah.
most mothers that we know
yeah.
would just run amok.
Right. And then if you were accused to accuse them of meddling, they would not.
Yeah.
Admit it.
By the way, on a side note, Sherry's mom is off of the Zoloft.
Yeah.
We have learned, and I told Sherry this today. We had lunch today, and I told you this. I've learned that I don't want to, if it gets to the point where I need Zoloft or something like that, Zoloft isn't for the person taking it. I've learned it's for the other people that their life affects.
That is so true.
So I'm saying double up. On me. I don't care if I have highs or lows. I am a guy, as you know, that is more concerned about other people than himself.
I know. I'm not sure that's all that good all the time.
I don't mind. It's who I am. I've accepted that. I know that it lets you down sometimes and you don't like it, but I like being a courteous person.
Oh, there's courteous and then there's, I don't know.
And then there's me. Go ahead, say it.
It.
Oh, really?
No, I think it's sweet. I think it's great that you're courteous. You know, I hate rude people. I hate it. But sometimes you have to, you know, stand up for yourself. Not that you don't. You actually do stand up for yourself.
I need to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
I've been learning, but last week I had so many things I had to do. But they're all people that I liked and all this, and I wanted to do things. There are a couple of listeners that asked for some, you know, advice and, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
A lot of podcasts.
But just got stuck doing so many things.
Yeah.
And not necessarily for other people, but I like to be somebody that can help.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, my week last week was just full of shit.
Yeah.
Just full of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, by the way, I don't know if we're going to be doing a show next week.
We're not.
Because 4th of July.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be doing that. However, yeah, we'll be back the following week.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be away.
We're going to have some independence.
It is now time for Have a Nice Day.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Sherry has a unbelievable ability. For those of you that have never heard, you got to go back and listen to some previous episodes.
Mm-hmm.
She has an uncanny ability to find the positive in the most horrific stories out there.
Yeah. So this particular story takes place in New Jersey. It's a family, multi-generational family that bought a house in New Jersey. I don't know whereabouts, some suburb or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd only been in the house about 20 days or so. House had a pool.
Cool.
And they were using it for the first time to get the pool all running and had it all set up, nice, cleaned up. And the 8-year-old daughter went in the pool and didn't know how to swim. I don't know whose brilliant idea that was. Didn't know how to swim. She starts struggling. The grandfather, 62-year-old grandfather, panics, sees her.
So she was drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he jumps in to try and save her, but he doesn't know how to swim either. So he starts flailing. Then his daughter-in-law, the 8-year-old's mother, sees the two in the water, sees them flailing. She jumps in to try and help. She also doesn't know how to swim. All three of them drown. Have a nice day.
Don't you feel better, everybody? We want to thank our jumped-in members on Patreon. We really appreciate you, like Psychic Kami. Thank you, Psychic Kim.
You need to get a hold of her.
I think I did reach out to her.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think I heard back from her.
Oh, okay. She's ignoring you. All right.
I sent her an email. Said we'd like to have you on again.
Maybe. You should send her a little telepathic message.
Okay, let me do that right now. All right, there you go. Thank you, Psychic Kami, for your sponsorship and everybody else. J. Mark for Surveying, licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. You got a website, J, the letter J, M-A-R-K, surveying.com. If you need some surveying done, these are the people.
Surveying needs.
Jeff and Angie, if you just want people to hang out with, they're fun.
They are. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're not peddling anything.
Nope.
These people are like, just, we want to sponsor. Panini Pete. We love Panini Pete. Thank you, Panini Pete, for your sponsorship and your friendship. We really appreciate you. Everybody at Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, use the promo code PODCART.
PODCART.
For 10% off, roughcutdecor.com. M. Dingle & Sons Construction in Freakville, Jacksonville, Florida. Gotta love that. They're a good job. They do a great job. Sasan from a Prescient Surgical. .com. It's a startup in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Man, I really want to bend his ear on some of the stuff they're working on.
Yeah. Isn't it robotic? Is it robotics or laparoscopic?
Don't know.
Surgery.
Can't help you.
I believe.
Okay. Jeff Gray, go by and hit his Southern Carves Facebook.com. Go by there and like that. ThemerTaylor.com. 10% off Gang of Two. If you put in the Gang of Two, you get 10% off minus the silicone products. They got hundreds of thousands of followers on their Instagram page.
They do a great job.
They do an awesome job. And, of course, Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. For all of your television needs, they will tell you what's good to watch, where you can watch it, how much time you got to spend watching it.
I like that. I want to know what kind of a time investment I have. Put into
Me too. We ask it all the time, and I don't know of anybody else that's doing it out there. They'll let you know how many seasons and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll just say goodbye for now. We'll talk to you guys, I guess, in 2 weeks.
Happy 4th of July.
Sherry's going to go Google sphincters right now. Spell it.
S-P-H-I-N-C-T-E-R. Sphincter.